The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Read from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I'm finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. You've done all you have been commanded. Say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. First reading today from Wisdom chapter 2 is a reading that is taken sometimes on All Souls or when we celebrate funeral masses, Wisdom chapter 2. Given that we're in the month of November, we should do all we possibly can to help the souls in purgatory. At all times. But especially in the month of November is a very propitious month to offer prayers and sacrifices for souls in purgatory. One of the books that always impressed me in purgatory was a book written by a Jesuit about 150 years ago. His name was Father Shoup. He wrote a book on purgatory as well as on hell. And the one in purgatory is basically a series of stories of souls that have come back from purgatory and told about their experience. I'd like to tell you one story and then try to invite all of us to try to pray more for the souls in purgatory. Okay, are you listening? Good. It's a story of a priest who was up in years, and his guardian angel was sent to him from God. And the guardian angel said, "God has given you two options. You can spend one more year on earth and put up the sufferings of old age and offer it up and you'll go right to heaven. So a year of suffering. Or you can spend one day in purgatory." Yeah. And the priest jumped at it and said, "Well, give me one day in purgatory." So the guardian angel took him to purgatory and falls into purgatory. And he's suffering a lot. He's in this pit of fire. He's suffering so much. It seems as if eternity it goes by. He's suffering so much. And finally his guardian angel arrives and says, reprimands his guardian angel saying, "What is this? You told me I'm only going to be here one day, 24 hours. The guardian angel says, "Well, how long do you think you've been here?" He says, "I don't know, because I left my watch upstairs, so I don't have, I've lost the idea of time, So, but he said centuries, probably at least 5 centuries. The guardian angel says, you're profoundly mistaken. 1 hour has transpired, you got 23 to go. Well, it's kind of it's not in the Bible, but it's one of those stories that take it as you like. I think it's a good story because we're not aware of how much those people suffer in purgatory. I'll give you one idea that all of you understand. When you suffer migraine headache, stomach ache, I remember years ago I was playing tennis with one of our parishioners and I fell on my ankle and it really hurt. It really hurt. And I was laying there on the ground writhing in pain and I had to be taken to the hospital and I was on crutches for about 24 hours. Thanks be to God it wasn't broken. But that was very painful. That's a piece of cake in comparison with purgatory. So I'm thinking about one of the most painful moments I experienced was when I sprained my ankle. So I think we have to try to do something to get the souls out of the purgatory. And canonize any of your dead relatives. Because your name is not Pope Francis II. I mean, you can't do that, okay? Don't canonize. And don't place any of your relatives in heaven. There's one I can place in heaven. About 10 days ago, I baptized a little baby. The baby was about 3 weeks. And the baby died. The baby died. That baby is in heaven. That baby is in heaven because the baby was freed of original sin. The baby committed no personal sin. But those who have reached the age of reason, we shouldn't place them in heaven. Not even children. If you look at that painting above my confessional there, you see souls in purgatory, and you got little children there too. Yeah, children can fight, right? They can lie, they can punch their brother or their sister, right? It happens, right? Well, I mean, the book of Revelation says only the perfect can enter the kingdom of heaven. So, what is the best thing you can do to get souls out of purgatory? Best thing you can do is offer your communion. Better yet, you know, you can receive a plenary indulgence for yourself as well as for the souls in purgatory. Did you know that? Well, now you know it, okay? You can offer it for yourself, or you can offer it for a soul in purgatory. So say, for example, you go to confession, you receive Holy Communion, you pray the rosary afterward, you pray for the Pope, you make the decision to try to reject sin, mortal and venial, and you apply that to a soul in purgatory. God can take that and take the soul in purgatory to heaven. So I think it's a good idea, given that the first reading today refers to purgatory, and we are in the month of November, let's try to empty purgatory. Amen? Let's try to empty purgatory by our prayers, our sacrifices, our rosaries, our masses, our communions, and our indulgences. Let us try to apply the golden rule. do to others what you like them to do for you. When you die, I'm sure you want people to pray for you, right? So let's pray for people that are in purgatory so that they'll pray for us so that we can get to heaven as quickly as possible. Amen.